Exercise 4. Most medieval storytellers and illustrators were not zoologists, nor did they pretend to be. They aimed either to entertain their readers or to provide them with religious and moral instruction, and sensationalism served both ends very well. The entertainers knew just as well as any present-day newspaper editor or owner of a TV station that people loved to be amazed and frightened. But the medieval entertainers had a distinct advantage because their readers had no way of checking the veracity of what they were told. Writers could not exaggerate the dangers posed by familiar animals, not even really fierce ones such as bears and wolves, simply because they were familiar and people knew how to live with them. However, a fire-breathing dragon was a very different proposition. No reader had ever met with one, but the very idea that such an encounter might be possible was enough to be frightening, and there was no way to prove that it could not happen.